Niels, first of all, Dutch or English?
Dutch. Oh, sorry, no.
No?
English.
Yeah, Niels van der Poel from Sweden with a Dutch name.
Yes.
Congratulations on winning the 10 kilometers. Did you even dream about this?
Not last week, I did not. After the 5K, I realized that I had a good chance of winning the 10K. But I knew it was going to be a tough race. I knew that the Russian is good. I knew that the Norwegian is good. And I know that we have some good Dutch skaters here as well. So yesterday I realized that I had a good chance. But you got to race about it.
How did you experience like the time between your race? You were starting in the first heat and you knew it. Yeah, just moments ago, you had to wait like an hour. How did you experience that time waiting? You were still the fastest.
Yeah,
it's Sverrefell.
Since it's an all-around championship, the victory on the 10K doesn't mean as much as if it would have been a distance championship. But of course, I value the experience very high. And the hour of waiting, I enjoyed watching the other races. And I was a little nervous when Bosker and Patrick skated, but after that I relaxed. I realized I was going to go to the podium, which I enjoyed. So it was a good time. But when Sverre fell, I was really sad for him. He would have deserved the all-round victory, and I would very much have liked to be able to compete with him on the 10K without him falling. I think it would have been a tight race between us two. So that was a pity, but it was a great experience, a great arena, great atmosphere.
Do you think we can hear a lot more from you if you already beat these big guys the next few years? Do you think you could grow even further, be faster, and really see you on the world stage?
I know very little of the future. I'm gonna follow my heart and do what I like, and I will see how that turns out.
This is outside in Amsterdam, a really special experience. How do you look back at this weekend outside with all these historical Dutch people around you?
It's very nice. The Dutchess, I like them a lot because they are a fan of the sport even more than a fan of the Dutchess. So it doesn't matter if you're Swedish or Norwegian or Belgian, they will cheer for you, and they love that you. Strive for excellence in your sport, and it's very nice to have that crowd on the stands always cheering for you, no matter what nationality you have. And the love for the sport here is amazing, and to be able to be in a good shape and perform good races in this arena with this crowd in this country, it's amazing.
And also, do you also like to skate outside instead of all those indoor halls?
I do appreciate the outdoors rink. The thing is, I think it's more inspiring to skate outside. Of course, I like the indoor with the perfect conditions and the fast times. But for the sport, to be able to recruit and to inspire children, I think it's important to skate outside, because this is what skating is about. We come from the frozen lakes and the frozen channels, and I think it's important to remember your roots and remember why we love this sport. And to do that, I think it's important to skate outside.
All right, thank you, Niels van der Poel.
Thank you.